T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former 49er wide receiver, 95.7 The Game football insider, the great Terrell Owens with Joe Lowendibs on 95.7 The Game. T.O., it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for your time. Let's jump into that big win over Carolina on Sunday. The idea that the Niners, we know they're a good team at this point, but Carolina's a pretty good football team. They had won 4 straight and they were coming off the bye. That should have been a good advantage for the Panthers, shouldn't it? It seemed like the Niners took that away from them right from the get-go.
Well, yeah, absolutely, especially when you have a week off. That's usually when teams have an extra week or so to prepare for their opponent. So you feel like they're going to be, you know, kind of dialed in, basically keyed in on tendencies that you know, taken away a lot of their opposing team's strengths. But clearly there are too many strengths of the 49ers that they just couldn't handle. Some teams, again, you know, that sometimes they peak, they plateau. With the Niners, this team is steadily, you know, improving every week. They're proving everybody and all the doubters wrong every week. And I think what's so great is they're keeping all of what they're building in house, and they're on the way to building themselves into a championship team. Will that happen? We don't know. But right now, they are putting in all the ingredients for this recipe for a championship. So typically, as you mentioned, yeah, usually teams come out and they play well with an extra week to prepare for a team. But they ran into a mighty 49er team that, you know, again, that's definitely going to be needed to be reckoned with throughout the course of this season.
People have been looking at the wide receivers as the only area of weakness, and then they added Emmanuel Sanders. Is the 49ers wide receiver core good enough for them to be a Super Bowl team, T.O.?
Absolutely. I think, again, if you just take the blueprint of what the New England Patriots have done over the course of their championship runs, you know, with the exception of Randy Moss and a couple other guys, they really haven't had a number one guy. Obviously, Julian Edelman has been his main staple receiver for a number of years. But, you know, they've won a lot of games with putting, you know, pedestrian guys in right at different positions. Every year their receiving corps has changed. And I think you have somewhat a similar makeup and blueprint of the 49ers when they don't necessarily have a number one guy, but they're winning, you know, with Garoppolo distributing the ball here and there. The running back committee, they're doing and they're showing up every week. So you don't necessarily have to have a number one guy. And at this point in time, you know, if it's not broken, what is there to fix?
Right.
They're doing a great job, you know, without a number one receiver.
Sure. Hey, T.O., tell the listeners out there, you bring in Emmanuel, you got Debo, you have some receivers, some like you talked about. But how does the quarterback make the receivers better? And how does veteran type of receivers make the quarterback better?
It goes hand in hand. I know when I played, I couldn't have done the things that I did without the quarterback, and vice versa. It's all about, again, what that individual brings to the table. And I think, as we've seen, we haven't seen those gaudy numbers by Jimmy G as of yet, and he hasn't had to. But I think as the week has, you know, the weeks have progressed, you know, he's doing and really taking what the defense has given him. At some point, he's going to break out and he's going to have one of those gaudy games. But, you know, for what? He doesn't need to at this point. His defense is basically like just like an offensive weapon to him. When you're given a quarterback of his caliber short fields, then there's nothing else to be needed. But, again, they're doing – what they're needing to do, and that's winning ball games. It doesn't matter at the end of the year when you look at the W's and you see them pile up. It doesn't matter if you're winning by a large margin or if you're winning, you know, just like it did last week by just a small number. So you can win 9-6, 9-3. It doesn't matter. A W is a W.
Terrell Owens joining Joe Lowndes on 95.7 The Game. I know the financial particulars and why the NFL does it, but as a former player, what did you think about playing on Thursday night coming off a Sunday game?
Again, it's just one of those things where, the number one, the coach has to manage the expectations of these guys, especially now. You know, it's a quick turnaround. So it's, some of the practices will be more mental than physical. And I think, you know, the way that these guys are playing, coaches, again, he's assessing and seeing how these guys handle or handling the success and handling, you know, the way that he's preparing them each week. So there's, if he doesn't see there's no letdown, then he's going to let these guys govern and release themselves. And then, again, as you mentioned, it's a short turnaround. So obviously recovery is a big key to that. And so most of probably the practice will be really kind of scaled down to make sure that they have enough energy for that short turnaround. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's almost like a, you know, you see a Thursday night game. And, you know, for me, when you're playing well, you want to get back. You want to get back on the playing field. If you're having a lot of injuries and things of that nature, you don't want to get back on the field. But everything seems to be playing out well for the 49ers. It's almost like it is a prime time game. It's another chance for everybody to put their skills, for the 49ers to put what they have on display. And, hey, we're looking for them to be undefeated come Thursday.
T.O., I don't know if you saw Emmanuel on the goal line. He runs this, you know, kind of out, but he pushes Reed in before he does it. What is the timing? Is this guy just doing it on the fly? Or is, hey, look, is to know that Jimmy G's going to know where he's doing? How do you guys get that type of mesh where you see a guy come in and, you know, they're playing sort of man, and he takes him in, pushes him more, and then he snaps it off? So how patient do you have to be? Because sometimes you see receivers, they're like, okay, I know I'm running out, and they just speed rush it. Quarterback's not ready to throw the ball. He runs into another coverage. How patient is that clock in your head have to be?
When you're in there, especially in the red zone, you have to know, and I think you know, a lot of the listeners may not know this, but when you get into the red zone, everything happens maybe a half a second quicker than in the middle of the field. You're playing on a short field. Everything happens a little quicker. And then you have a veteran like Emmanuel Sanders, you know, that comes with, you know, the knowledge of the game, that comes with his leadership, that comes with his veteran stature. So he knows he's probably seen a number of coverages. He's run a number of routes. So it's one of those things, you know, as a receiver, the more you play the game, the more experience you have. It's all about that timing. And then, you know, especially being in the West Coast offense, that's what it's predicated on, precision, timing, things of that nature. And then sometimes it's just instinctive. When you've run enough routes throughout the course of your career and you know where you're on the football field, it's called awareness. It's just like a point guard. You have to know where you are on the football field, and just like a point guard, you have to know where everybody is. And so sometimes it's just that natural chemistry, and if that's the case, then that bodes well for the 49ers. But it's great that they brought the addition of someone like that. He's played in Super Bowls before. He's played with a number of quarterbacks, so he knows how to play the game. So great pickup by the 49ers.
This defense has been so dominant, T.O., that the offense really doesn't have a lot of time to go over and rest because it's three and out and they're back on the field. How much does that help you from an offensive standpoint to know that it's just a quick cup of water and you're back out there getting some yak yards?
Absolutely. It's, you know, for me as a receiver, I relish those moments. And there's a lot of similarities when you talk about, you know, good defenses. I played with a number of them, but the one that stands out in my head is when I was traded and I played with the Philadelphia Eagles. I knew that our defense was going to put us back on the field. I mean, it could be three and out just like at a blink of an eye. You may not get a half a sip of water. You turn around and
sure,
you may have, you know, get an interception, get a sack, fumble, something. And for me as a receiver, It's more opportunities for me to get into the end zone. So I was looking forward to the opportunity to play with the Eagles, knowing that their defense was stout. I knew what they had on defense was kind of similar. It's like almost like an offensive play in a sense, because we knew sometimes I was standing on the sideline watching because the defense was so good that it was just something remarkable to see and watch. And I think there are a lot of similarities with this defense when you have guys like Bosa. You got the defense, you know, they're They're corralling guys. I mean, there's nowhere to throw the ball. The defensive line, they're getting pressure. They're in the backfield more as much as the running backs are on the offensive side of the ball. So that's a great situation to have. And you talk about it's cliche the defense wins championships. In this sense, you're seeing the making of a championship team. And so obviously you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, but they know, and I think the league is on notice, that the 49ers are the real deal. They have something special. Now they just got to play it out. Hopefully they don't have any major injuries and any key positions, to derail them. But right now they have something special going on.
T.O., two-part question for you. Number one, where would be the tougher place to play in January? Lambeau Field against the Packers or New Orleans against the Saints? And then after you answer that question, for you personally, which place did you hate playing on the road in the most during your career?
That's the Green Bay Packers. Obviously the weather factors into that. When you start dealing with inclement weathers, it changes sometimes the scope of the game. The playing conditions can affect, whether, for running backs, receivers. Playing in the cold is one thing, but when you start adding rain and things of that nature, it just makes for a sloppy game. Playing in Lambeau, obviously it's a great atmosphere. When you talk about playing New Orleans Saints in New Orleans in the dome, I mean, that's ideal. I mean, you don't really think about that because you're playing inside. But like I said, playing the Green Bay Packers there, in the cold, that's something that every team has to deal with during the course of the year. It's one thing to play in the cold, but when it's rainy and sloppy, the game can change at any juncture. So I would have to say, obviously, the Green Bay Packers. And speaking of the Green Bay Packers, obviously they're in the NFC East. They're one of the hot teams. Aaron Rodgers is playing well, as well as the Saints. And the Vikings are, they're sprinkling putting some wins together there as well.
Hall of Famer, former 49er wide receiver, 95.7 The Game football insider Terrell Owens with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. We always appreciate the insights, Theo. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.